Jack, we're here.
I know. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I can't believe we convinced him to do this. To watch this. I mean, you do realize these are free on YouTube, right? We're just going to do a regular, it's just a video. You're just going to, I suppose you've got mates.
No, Jack, we should go out. We should see him in person. We should do it.
No.
It'll be brilliant. The fans are amazing.
Yeah, but what if you annoy me and we can't cut it out and people will see we don't really like each other?
Won't do that ever. Imagine the laughter in the room in person. It'd be nice.
All right, okay. Cheer if you want us to come out.
I think they cheered, Jack.
I think we don't know, because we're a video.
Go on, let's just go out. Come on, it'll be brilliant doing what we do best. The laughter, the deep chats, the talking. Come on, we can do this. A live debut.
All right,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
They cheered again. I'm still unsure.
Well then, please welcome Tommy Innit and Jack Manifold to the stage for the live debut of
Shut Up, I'm Talking!
Hello! Mate, are you lot dickheads? Why didn't no one cheer? What was that about?
That was the one thing we couldn't have anticipated.
We were sitting there thinking, ooh.
Was that not a soul, like not even one.
Not even one.
Cheer.
And there was silence for a while.
We really hung. I actually, in that moment, have never felt so small. It's horrible.
Good to be here. How are you all doing? You well? Oh, wonderful.
How are you, Tom? Are you well?
Mate, I'm well.
Yeah?
It's good to be here. It's exciting.
It's our first ever live debut show, and you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Woo! So, I love the cheers.
You've got to tell them these days.
That's my favourite bit, if I'm honest. I'm all right. I mean, look, shall I tell you about my week?
Go on, fill us in a little bit.
I'm just going to dive straight in, if that's all right. I love affirmation. So thank you for that. No, look, I'll just tell you, and I'll keep it short though, because I know this is a bit of a special one. We've got our guests here tonight. It would be wrong to just go on. Mm-hmm. But I went down to this Thorpe Park the other day.
Yeah.
But it's for their Fright Night, right?
I've heard of this. I'm
familiar.
Yeah,
yeah. So they have this big adventure park, whatever, and it's all right. But we went, I didn't know we was on Fright Night. So I get there, and immediately I'm like, I am humble when I say this. I got there and I was like,
great start.
Everyone's going to know me.
Oh, yeah, of course. No,
I was in the line, but not like these, like Sidemen fans, like Adidas tracksuits. So I was like, oh, no. So I started putting my hoodie up and I was trying to hide. And then I got through the security and I looked like a proper villain. I get in, I take it down, I'm in. And then lo and behold, everyone starts coming up to me. So really, I am humble, innit, if I'm saying the truth.
Oh, yeah, that saves you because you were right.
I was right. But I get in, and I'm thinking, oh, it's Thorpe Park, we'll go on some nice roller coasters. But it's Fright Night. So I'm walking around, and there's ladies dressed as demons. I'm thinking, this is weird. And then fucking, just walking, this lady just goes, ah! I'm thinking, what did you do that for? You don't want to call a stranger a dickhead, but at what point, if you're just trying to enjoy your nice day and some lady starts grabbing you, screaming at you...
Yeah, but my point is, surely, by the time you've entered Thorpe Park, and it is Fright Night, which is like a big thing they do... but this is my point. How did you not know? There's like so much branding. Like, sure, you know when it said Thorpe Park, Fright Night, on the way in? What was it you were expecting?
Yeah,
you know? Like, I don't feel like she's the knobhead. I think she's paid staff.
No, she's a knobhead. Just socially, it is out of order. It's wrong to just yank someone. She did it twice, too. She did it again. Ah, I got you again. I was like, of course you did. Of course you did, because I don't want someone to just scream at me. So that pissed me off. And then, oh, mate, this is another thing that happened. I had this crazy dream the other night. This is actually two nights ago. And I haven't even told you about it. I actually haven't told anyone. But oh, it was actually so mad.
Aren't you glad you're paying for this?
I'll get through it. But I had this horrible dream, right? I had this horrible dream that I cheated on my partner.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
No, familiar to you, isn't it?
You did. Okay. We're all going to laugh about that. Yeah. No,
guess
nice
what,
one.
Jack? Guess what? This is the maddest thing. This is madness. I cheated on her with you, mate.
Oh my God.
But you were initiating. You were single and you were like, Tom, I want to try out stuff on you. And I was like,
No, genuinely. It was a really, it was one of those dreams when you wake up at 9 a.m. and then you wake up again at 11 a.m. One of those real vivid dreams. And I just, it was like, I woke up like, fuck.
Can I just stress, he has not told me this. We've done a couple of rehearsals. He's kept this completely fucking quiet all day.
I know, it says here, a mad dream about Jack.
Oh, yeah, but I ain't been reading this, to be fair.
Nah, it was just... Oh, fucking hell. It was just a lot, mate.
Right. I've got, like, family. I want to ask you about
this. Do you
have
family here?
I have family in the room. I really don't want you...
Where are they?
Oh. Where are they in this shape?
Oh, right. Family, aren't they, mate?
All right, that, or they maybe didn't make it. they said they were here. Go on. What? No. How did I engage you?
I genuinely don't, like, it was a lot.
Were you, I'm not trying to be funny, you clearly, and again, I mean, I'm assuming things, but it seems you were into it on account of...
No, this is,
on account of you let me.
Do you genuinely want the whole, because
No, not really the whole thing.
I'll quickly say. Right, you're like, Tom, I've just had this breakup, it's been real crap. It takes place now, that's the other thing.
And today? What?
No, no, no. It's not like, you know, sometimes dreams are in this like fantasy world. It was our world. It's 2025. And you're like, Tom, like, I've just had this breakup and I like you and I've liked you for ages. Like, I want to try doing stuff. And I was like,
yourself,
Jack, I don't
mate.
Know. I was like, maybe okay. We do that. Someone walks in the room. We both stop. Then they go out the room. It gives us a little while to think on it. And I say, Jack, I'm so sorry. I don't want to do it. I don't like it. And then you're like, all right. So really, it was a lesson in setting boundaries. Right, then my last one about my week, and then I know I've been talking for ages. But
I don't even know how to
in a minute you're gonna
navigate this.
Right, my last one. I appreciate you letting me do a lot of talking. I appreciate that.
I had no choice but to listen then. I really don't want to touch you right now.
Well, you fucking did in my... Right, but then I went to the... Everyone here knows I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan, isn't that right? Not even cheers, just nods. Yeah, yeah, he's fucking lies in Bruce, doesn't he? But I went to the Springsteen movie premiere, right? And I've got a whole long tale I could tell about that. I'm not going to tell now. But basically, it ended in I was going to try and meet Bruce. I was going to try and get a photo with him. And I was like, I was on the red carpet. I got there. And I was like camping the red carpet, right? Bro, it was like it was a fucking game of Bed Wars and I was camping the base. But it was like, it was definitely unprofessional what they'd let me do. I'd like, at the suite, I was like, please, I really like Bruce. And I'm like, no one's ever done this before. Just I've been allowed on. So anyway, finally, I see Bruce and he's coming along and I'm stood next to like Stephen Graham, Jeremy Strong. I'm in the proper bit. I'm not in the bit
with all... Sometimes they put all the influencers, because we're sort of lowly... they put us away from the celebrities because I guess they probably don't trust us, or maybe they see us as less, which is equally reasonable.
It's very special.
But you were in the big boy.
I was in the big boy bit. I was with all of them. And
right.
And finally, I see Bruce. I get a photo with his manager, who's like 78. He looks very dishevelled.
I've seen this, but he looks fucking terrified. He looks like this guy has came up to him and he's like,
"Orlando, I love you." And then I see Bruce, and I literally beeline after Bruce. I'm literally getting... He's about this distance between us. And I go to tap his shoulder, and I'm this close. Then this lady steps out and is like, "No photos with Bruce."
Which I like to imagine was not her job. I think what's happened is, the amount of times you've spoken about Bruce on this podcast, Bruce Springsteen probably knows who you are, and is when... Oh my God, they've let this mad kid who's obsessed with me into the premiere. Who on earth did that? One, they're getting fired. Secondly, he's probably nudged this lady and went, "If that kid even gets close to me, take him down." Like,
I could have murdered this lady. I wanted to get a photo.
This is the shit that gets you stopped. This is why you didn't have a picture of Bruce Springsteen.
It pissed me off so much. So anyway, I didn't end up getting a photo with Bruce. Watching the movie, it's brilliant. But no, how was your week? Sorry, it's not.
I was at TwitchCon, which was, you know, no woos, and that says a lot, really, doesn't it? You know, that was the common consensus. I, however, despite all of the bad press, I had a good time. I had a great time.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
And it's all terrible stuff. None of it happened to me. So I, individually, although I condemn those things, I really couldn't tell you a bad thing. I had a great time. I saw my friends. It was a great time. I got up to loads of stuff. Ask me what I got up to.
What did you get up to?
Thank you, everybody. Wait, no, everyone can do it. Everyone ask me what I got up to. That's well sick. Drinking. I had a lot to drink. Thank you. Yeah, no, just...
Zach, I worry you might be having a bad influence on these people.
No, no, just, you know, we are serving bevs in here, by the way. But anyway... That is the biggest cheer we've had all night.
I'm sorry, when we were going to come on, silence. But the idea of alcohol, just a rumour.
So yeah, that was essentially how I just stormed through a four-day weekend. And
so
I
just drank?
I mean, I had a meet and greet on Friday.
Were you like,
less for the meet and greet, I get it.
Were you hungover or so?
No, I intentionally told myself I can't get too drunk on Thursday because that would be rude to all the fans who come to meet me on Friday.
Oh.
However, after that was done, world's your oyster. Like, I was just like that. From that point, it's fair game.
How many would you say you had?
Oh, God, I don't think I was ever in a state to be counting. I don't think I could have told you how many fingers I had. You know what I mean? Like, I really just couldn't say. So anyway, guys, that's our weeks. But at the end of the day, this isn't a regular episode of Shut Up, I'm Talking. It's a special one. Ooh, there it is. You're getting good at this now. So we have, instead of having a regular guest like we usually would, decided that today you are our guest. And we're going to be treating you as such. So when you came in here, you may have noticed a big QR code on the screen. We asked you for your worst moments of the week.
Do we have anyone in here who's not familiar with the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my
right,
god.
Mate.
What? Wait, quickly. No.
You're unclear, mate.
No.
This segment is essentially. It's
god.
Not always our worst. It's kind of not always our worst moment, but it's we do it weekly, and it's the thing that has frustrated us a lot, and I've done it. It's what it says on the tin, really. Worst moment of the week.
Cheers, Tom.
Thank you for a single clap. What do I mean?
Can I quickly just touch on what? Who said they didn't watch the? Who said they're not familiar?
Me.
Why are you here? What are you doing? What was the appeal of it? Like are you here together? Neither of you know the show. Why are you both here? Oh, you know me.
Hey,
oh,
well,
thank you.
Hey.
Never mind.
Whoa.
No, that is actually the best answer you could have given. Never mind. Well, we'll move on from that. We might as well start looking at the worst moments of the week. Let's pull them up. Let me see the first one.
We've got them on the screen, basically. All right.
Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, you read it.
Has been vomited on by three different dogs this week.
Why?
How? Phoenix, where are you?
Don't hide now, Phoenix.
Yeah, you can't put something like that on the screen. No context,
Peter,
and then
just,
not help
just
us.
Shout out.
Oh, I can see you. Sure.
Phoenix,
okay.
How's that happening then?
My three dogs are ill.
Well, that is a deeply logical explanation for that. Yeah.
That does make. What illness do they have?
Kennel cough.
Well, that isn't vomit, is it? That's coughing.
What's kennel cough? This is why you make the big bucks, mate.
No,
like that.
I don't know. I don't really know what kennel cough is. They. I remember when we had a dog. He died. It's no need to be shocked about it. It happened. But he died. And but before he died, when we used to take him to like the kennels when we were going away, they would say, "Oh, be careful. You might get kennel cough." But I think it's not just a cough. I think it's worse than that on account of their vomiting. I don't want to say it's too bad.
It's like being with a detective, isn't it, folks?
Fucking yeah. Hell. So your dog is vomited. I mean, what? This thing, has it done it on you? Like, why? I'm not being funny, and I don't want to blame you, because I don't know you very well, Phoenix. If your dog is really ill, don't be cuddling.
Yeah, it feels like leave them alone, and they'll vomit sort of elsewhere. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like you
how's this happened? You know what, sorry?
They like being held.
Well, we all like being held. But like...
It's true.
Don't...
Especially when we're ill. I get it.
I'm a little under the weather today, and I've been having some good hugs.
Harry was rubbing your feet before the show, actually.
Yeah. Now, hang on, sir. Were you wooing for Harry or for feet?
Both.
Both. Reasonable. Right. I think
that's why
you
pay for those seats, isn't it? Get the view right there. He was.
Right, okay, there it is. Yeah, I would say solutions for this. Stay out of the line of fire, really. I reckon it's
stop
quite
holding
a
them. Do
they're
you know what
not
I mean?
That quick.
It's all things we love that we mustn't just do. That's some discipline, that, isn't it?
Innit? I reckon sick dogs aren't that quick as well. If they look like they're going to throw up, just run away.
Or lob them. If you got them in your hands, lob them.
No, oh, I reckon. All oh, right, fair enough, actually. If it's going to throw up,
right,
probably would.
Right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
What's your other worst moment? I went for a meal with some new friends only to discover they all chew with their mouth open. I couldn't stand it.
Oh.
Sophia, where are you? Hey.
Hello.
Leah, let me just tell you one thing. That isn't that bad.
Yes, it is. Oh, no. You know why he's saying that? Because he fucking chews his mouth open. I know that full well. I've eaten around you too much, fucking... all the time.
I'm getting errs for that.
You dribble enough as it is. You don't need to be... like, you shouldn't be making more of an effort to contain it.
I'm sorry. What the fuck is this? We live in a... what I hope is a free society. And you're... I'm getting political.
Yeah, well, I say, all right.
Yeah. All right. No, I'm making a turn.
Give us a manifesto, go on.
But, like, no, it's not as nice to do that, to keep it in, because it... no. Ah, there's a freedom to it, you know?
Yeah, it's also, like, everyone else has to see what's in your mouth. No, I don't know if you've ever seen chewed food. It's not as nice as the food looked prior.
Why, first of all, if people is looking in my mouth, that's the thing, Sophia. Why are you staring in their mouths?
Because it's making that fucking noise. It's like going, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm making a noise. It's horrible. I actually hate it.
Do I have any comrades in here that chew with their mouth proudly open? Now, mate, that's rancid. Fucking hell. Right then.
I don't think the only time I'll ever chew my mouth open is if my nose is entirely blocked, and that's to prevent dying. So, like, I think at that point, reasonable. I reckon you get away with it then. But I reckon if you're just doing it for love of the game, you should care about other people more.
I'm the biggest empath you can think of. I just don't want to do things that I don't like. Such as that.
There he is, Tom Kind Simons, showing his
right,
true colours again.
Next one. No, no, because everyone's getting crazy and wrong.
We'll move on.
All right. My dad told me he's having a kid with my year three teacher.
Okay, I've got an initial question.
Yeah.
Mars, are you still in year three? That changes the game. Mars, where are you? Yeah. Where? I can't see, it's very bright actually. Oh, up there. You don't look to be in year three. I'm assuming not. Yeah, I don't even think you're in primary school anymore. I think at that point it's not so bad.
What, Jack?
Well, hang on. I'm assuming a lot of things. I'm assuming a lot of things here. I'm assuming one, that the dad is divorced.
Yeah?
If cheating gets involved, and I've said this. And I've gone on the record saying this many times, I think that's wrong. Thank you.
Woo, yeah. Wow. Low bar for cheers in this room, really.
Might be the first person to get a cheer that big for saying that. I think that's
the person
wrong.
That needs to say it.
I'm assuming your dad's single. And I'm assuming you're not in primary school anymore. At which point, what's happened is your dad's started dating, and sadly, you have a history with the person he's dating, which is a bit weird. But, like, I don't know about you. I don't remember all my teachers from primary school very well.
Yeah, Miss Hughes, mate. That's who I am in year three. Here's the thing. Do you think he, like, what, got a number on parents' evening and was holding on to it for a decade? It was like, oh, maybe. Like, how,
that's
do you,
mad.
Mars, mate, do you know any of how this has come about?
He met her on Tinder.
On Tinder.
You see, that make... is he single?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, this is fine.
No, but how do you feel, Mars?
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I just...
yeah, it is, isn't it?
I get why it's awkward for you, but I can't sit here and condemn him. I really can't. I can't imagine... I don't know how old your dad is, but
how
I imagine...
dad?
46 or something.
46 or something. I can't imagine the dating pool is as broad when you're 46. I imagine a lot of people are settled down.
Is there a bit of you that feels happy for him?
No.
No.
Oh yeah, they're having a kid, aren't they? Fuck, all about the kid. They're not even just dating. They're how long have they been together?
Like 3 years.
3 years. This is, you know what? I'm going to say it.
He's
46 years old. He's been with this lady since he was 43. They're responsible adults. I think they're allowed to have a kid.
Here's the thing. The kid is going to be well taught.
You know? That's true.
Why don't we put a positive spin on it? The kid is going to be super clever. Was she a good teacher? All right. Oh. The kid's not going to be the cleverest kid, but ultimately childhood's about having fun, isn't it?
And equally so is adulthood, and clearly your dad has been. So
right, let's move on to the next one. What are the worst moments we've got? My friend recorded my feet and made it into a sticker in a group chat. Go on.
Are you... no.
No, go on, please.
No, I can't say what I was about
look
to say.
Look Izzy B in the eye and
no,
say...
No, 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 I can't. I can't. I can't even look at the crowd right now.
We wanted to say it, don't we, everyone?
Yeah. No. No, I can't. I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't say what I was going to say. They would...
Say it!
They would... That was so... That was louder than we are.
Whoa.
I was just wondering if they were inviting people to the group chat. It's just a little joke. I'm joking. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. It's just a little joke. It's a Christmas joke. It's a Christmas joke. I don't want to do this one anymore. I don't know how to navigate it anymore.
let's get past this one. The vet killed my pet hamster with the tongue emoji.
The tongue emoji implies the vet ate your hamster.
What?
Robin, where
Robin?
Are you? Hey.
What's up? Hey, Robin.
How did the vet kill your hamster?
He went on holiday when he was supposed to be looking after it.
Went on holiday when he was supposed to be looking after him. But to be fair, we all need to take holidays. I remember when I was... I remember when I was getting my ball surgery and they was like, look, thank you for the cheer. And they was like, we can either do it this Friday or in 2 weeks, I'm going on holiday. And like people, ultimately... It's important that we have a work-life balance, Robin. And so, yes, some hamsters are going to die. Jack, can you take this one?
I'm going to go against you here because I'm kind of on your side. It's kind of fucked up with the vet because I'm not trying to be funny. A hamster isn't very big. Take him with you. You know what I mean?
Carry on, innit?
Yeah, like, sure, this feels like a sort of, like, work from where you like job. Like, you know, like, look after my
hamster.
Look after my hamster, yeah, fine, but he might have to come to Cornwall with me. I don't think the hamster's bothered.
What was really wrong with hamster? Was it, like, proper all the cancers, or was it just a bit of a twisted leg, let's just untwist it type deal? I don't know a lot about
hamsters. Die at, like, strong breezes, mate. Like, it's just, like, they don't need to be nothing wrong
what
with a hamster.
What's a hamster? They're 20 quid. Get a hamster.
You can't define it by its monetary value. That's crazy. How mad that is.
What? It's all right, isn't it? I'm sorry. No, I am sorry. How bad was the hamster? How bad of a way was it in?
Well, I went on holiday actually with my family. So
you went on holiday. Well, glass houses, isn't it?
And then the.
Do you know what I mean, Jack? Where if they're throwing the rock from a glass house.
Yeah, throwing stones from glass houses. Yeah. I think everyone knew that phrase. Did you guys knew that phrase? Yeah. They knew the phrase.
Yeah, good. Good. Metaphor, isn't it? No. What do you mean no? What are you how long ago was this and how devastated are you?
Okay, so it wasn't my worst moment of the week.
Wasn't your
Oh, so you've lied. What you've done is you've come to our show and lied. Wasn't your worst moment of the week.
Hang on, how long ago was this, Robin?
We don't ask that.
We are asking that. Yeah. Don't just say we won't ask that when I've asked a question. You'd be a crap criminal. Nah, we won't ask that, Judge. Nah, don't ask that. Well, how long ago was it, Robin? Because I worry you've, and no guest has ever done this, defied the rules of Shut Up, I'm Talking, which are concrete rules.
To be fair, actually, we've broken this rule. Like,
nah.
We often pick things from previous weeks. We felt... we've said this. We've not even.
What are you doing?
You know, this is what I. Well, now I don't even want to do it anymore. Let's just leave.
No. What? How is it bad?
It's, you know, it was already at
I'm so sorry, Robin, but you've...
There was a guy in the front row that was so pissed off at you. He was like, he really got invested in this. He was like, oh, for fuck, you've lied. Well, fuck off.
Rob, this doesn't sound that bad. This sounds like you could have seen it. I mean, back me up here.
I think it's annoying that it went
it's
to
annoying.
The... No. I would call it more than that. I think it's sad that you didn't get to be with it when it died.
Yeah.
I think that's sad. But also, it's sometimes, like with hamsters, you just look away and they're dead.
Tonight's more of a grief counselling session, everyone.
Yeah, lots of death. Can we get one not pertaining to death,
right,
please?
Let's do another.
I'm an IT support tech in a school and went to fix a computer in the classroom, but didn't realize the door locks itself on the inside. I was stuck in there for hours and ended up pissing myself. I can never show my face there again. Joey Sins.
Joey?
No. Joey.
Oh, wow, hello. So...
Joey.
You pissed yourself in a school. What level of school?
No.
Nah, Joey, trust me, from one pisser to another. I genuinely, and I was just telling Jack this, when I was off stage, I just went for a little pre-nervous show wee. I always do a little pre-wee. Sat down on the sofa. Oh. Again. It's always happening. It's there right now, pal. Joey, own it, pal. Own it. It's the only way through, all right? If you're going to be... I'm sorry, though.
So, did you piss yourself very much?
I might have exaggerated a little bit.
Oh, here we go again, more liars.
What is this?
My God. Shut up, I'm lying. That's what it's called.
No.
I thought I might piss myself.
Oh, you thought you might piss yourself?
I just told you a story about how I literally, like, 5 seconds ago just did. And now you're going back on me.
I thought you might feel like you're not alone in it, even though you kind of are.
No, this is the... alone. I feel even more alone. I felt like hope came to me and then was snatched away. Joey, is your last name really Sins? That adds up, doesn't it?
This is the best outcome. that someone lies about pissing themselves and you, to comfort them, tell the truth and admit unnecessarily that you pissed yourself 5 minutes before coming out here. This is Min. Well, I'm well happy you said that. Cheers, Joey. That's really good.
You're a knobhead, Joey.
Right, we're moving on, are we?
Next one. A flatmate keeps stealing people's food and is refusing to admit it. Feels like Among Us. Thank God you said what it felt like Among Us, because
Go on.
Because now come to me. Sometimes, yeah, I start talking before I finish the end of the sentence. It's just give it time.
Okay.
Among Us.
Do you want me to take over? Or?
I'm sorry, I was put in a vulnerable place by Mr. Sins over here. And I just...
Yeah.
You go, Jack.
I've never had more than one flatmate, so I can't really... The only person I've ever lived with as like a housemate was Scott's Major. So if he ever stole anything... Thank you. I'd know, because it was just him. And also... He never stole anything. I did. And this is genuinely true, and I only realised how bad this is recently. The entire time I lived with Scott, never did a shop. Because I moved out of my mum and dad's house to live with Scott, and in my head, he was doing shopping for us. And I don't think I ever checked that was what he was doing. So I was just eating his food for every meal. And I'll be honest, he never said anything. But sometimes when I see him, I get a little embarrassed. Because I'm a bit worried that he goes around telling people, yeah, Jack was great to live with, but he did eat all my food.
Oh, do you know what? I stayed with you and Scott like a lot.
Were you also eating the food?
So much. and the orange juice.
It was only Scott buying the food. If I bought anything, it was like Uber Eats. If I cooked anything, it was Scott's food.
Oh, so basically, we're as shit as your roommate.
Yeah, I really can't call this bad on account of I'd be a hypocrite.
No. Oh, man. All right, one more. Go on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. I had a seagull steal my sausage roll on campus. Bro held it vertical in his mouth. But the baristas did give me a new one. Cat, smile. That's like a coming of age story, that, isn't it?
What? No, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's a bad thing.
You all laughed because he said it with the sort of cadence of a joke. But if you think about it, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean? What do you mean it's like a coming of age story?
Like a bad thing happened and a lesson was learned and the good of the people. Why are you looking at me like this for?
Because you're
why
not
you always looking
sense?
At me like that? No. It totally does. Because it's like, you know.
I love that you've dug yourself into this hole. You know what it is? Actually, you know what? I'm going to change my tune. It's sort of like a coming of age story. It's more like becoming someone who lives in Brighton. That's what it is. It's like you don't truly live in Brighton until you've had food nicked by a seagull.
How many of you lot here live in Brighton? I used to have a thing where it was like the pillars of when you live in Brighton. There's getting food nicked by a seagull. Mm-hmm. There's the bird whistle man. You've all seen the bird whistle man, the name.
Bird whistle man.
He just walks around whistling. And it was Isaac was telling us, wasn't it, that he gets hostile.
Oh, yeah. Isaac mentioned that on the podcast. I, you guys have seen it. We don't need to retell.
Yeah, there's a C. James Marriott in the lanes.
Yeah. Half of you C. James Marriott. He's just always in the lanes. Why is he not writing music, man? He's just always in the lanes.
Pay £4.50 for a coffee. I think, oh, man, this is a horrible one, is when you see the naked cyclists.
Oh, they're the best.
Fuck the naked cyclists, man.
No, it's
too
funny.
2 a.m. in the morning for knob.
It's funny, though.
No,
it is. It's so funny. You got to think about it. If you're not familiar, basically in Brighton and in London, I saw it right outside Buckingham Palace first time.
That is disrespectful.
Which is, by the way, that's the best place to see it. Right outside of Buckingham Palace, there's so many tourists here and they think they're seeing what is the most regal and proper and prim place. And then an old man with his cock out bikes past. That is the best thing you'll ever see. The disappointment on people's faces when an old man with his cock out bikes past. Oh my god!
This is the thing, and I'm going to apologise for the detail I'm going to go into here. But when I come out in the morning, because it's not, it's one thing. Oh, there's a cock on a bicycle seat. It's not that, is it? It's fucking like pressed in. It's horrid, and you're just seeing this old fellow with his wrinkly.
I must admit.
It's like what 10 a.m. I'm never even up at 10 a.m. Then first time I go out, I'm seeing
Yeah, I must admit, I've never thought about the logistics of being naked on a bike. And the more you... Now
we're all thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't really want to be, but... I don't know how to move on. I'm really, really thinking about all the naked bicyclists. And usually I find them funny, but then you mentioned the pressing and it's really thrown me off because I can't imagine it's comfortable at all. Right.
I'm trying to remember what my other things of Brighton were, because they were interesting.
Oh, you're just going to go back to that, are you?
I was trying to, but the thing is about when we're recording it, this bit, we just
The bit where you sit and think.
We just cut, wouldn't we?
We would just cut this out of the episode.
We just all sat thinking.
But when it's live, you guys just have to watch.
Just wait. It'll come. Yeah. No, shut up, I'm talking, do you know what I mean? Clock Tower Preacher.
He's a new addition, but he's barred, isn't he now? They barred him.
Is he?
Yeah, I was seeing him all the time, and then one day I was not seeing him no more.
Yeah.
Oh, right. He's moved!
Right, let's do one more. Go on.
All right, we'll do one more.
Go on. Went for a fist.
Mate, I've just been at TwitchCon, mate. You have no idea how much that happened to me.
Really?
Oh, my God. I've never dapped more people up. The dap is the new, like, sort of, like, I don't really know you, but I don't want a handshake because that's too formal, and we're all fucking Twitch streamers. We don't have a job. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's like, oh, I'm here meeting, like, my industry, like, colleagues. But, like, it's not, is it? Because we all sit in our houses and play video games. So, like, what has been adopted is the DAP. Is like, give me a swap, no, swap, yeah, in it. Just the fucking one of those. But I'm hitting it with, but the Twitch staff start adopting it. So then all of a sudden you see, like, Dan Clancy, and he daps you up, and he's, like, 60-something. And it's just the whole vibe's weird. And then, yeah, I did have a few times the old go to fist bump someone and they just grab your hand. Pure cabbaged at TwitchCon meet and greet. Just, it is devastating. Theo, I feel this wholeheartedly.
Theo, you're not alone here, pal. The whole thing with dapping is fucked.
What?
Nah, it is, because you have...
Like, you can stand. You're allowed to stand.
No, but it's more I'm going to demonstrate with my hand.
I have a hand.
You have like this, you know, where you go like that. That's fine. Like, handshakes are good, isn't it? This is weird. Like, why is it?
Why don't you just... Well, I have a spare hand, yeah.
This shit, you know, yeah. It's just too much touching after my dream, man. I'm just not... But I just don't really want to... Like,
don't remind me, I wasn't...
And then there's this new thing where you, like, grab a hand. Look, you do this. And then you, like, come in for your... It's like a half hug.
Oh,
like,
the hug boom, one, yeah,
you
yeah.
You all know that one, don't you? Yeah, yeah. And then you've got some people who are hard huggers as well. You ever met a hard hugger? Like, usually you give a hug, it's a warm embrace, isn't it? Ah, meet some people. Boom! Boom! What are you trying to do? Are you trying to fucking... What is it called when you choke something? I'm not joking.
Heimlich manoeuvre.
You're trying to do Heimlich. I'm not getting to it. Boom! It's so crap, man.
To be fair, I'm quite bad for that.
Can't be hard-hugging.
No, I am, because I've got a lot of, like... And I don't even realise it a lot of the time. I've got a lot of Mansfield sort of, like, masculinity complex, like, built into my brain.
I don't even
realise it's there, but, like, I'll hug a fella and I'll be like, I've got to slap him on the back now. I've got to slap him on the back now, otherwise... They'll all know.
I try and go for the fist bump.
One of them.
I do the fist bump with an explosion. I think that's...
What do you mean you do the explosion? You're greeting people and going... Do it. Boom!
It's more... You're making a mockery of...
Oh, who are you doing that to? You're doing that to, like, people you know?
Yeah, it's more of a subtle thing. It's like a...
More of a subtle thing?
It's like
what are you talking about?
Genuinely. Oh, yeah. Laugh it up. Laugh it up, everyone. But when next time you go to dap someone and it's this awkward fucking thing where you're giving someone the shittest hug, think about how awesome it is for me going round, fucking making explosions.
Blowing up. I've gotten into finger guns recently. That's what I've been doing. Isn't it? That's what I'm saying. Like, if I see someone I recognise in the street, I'm going, hey! You know what I mean? The only problem is...
Cool.
The only problem is, they keep not spotting me. So what keeps happening is, I keep walking down the street going... And the person walks past. So now every stranger who witnesses the interaction thinks I'm fucking mental. I'm just going around just blasting people in the streets. You know what I mean? They call me the Brighton Blaster. You know what I mean? That got way more of a laugh than it needed. Oh, no, because of fingering. That's why you were laughing. Sorry, I didn't even think of the fingering connotations.
You never, that's how they get you, isn't it? Never thinking of the
I wasn't even considering fingering. That's filthy. Right, well, I don't want to do the worst moments anymore.
Should we move on from this?
I want to move on from this whole segment entirely.
Thank you all very much for submitting these. But look, it's your go. You're the host mode.
Yeah, well, I don't want it. He's doing the host mode thing.
I just like knowing structurally who is, you know, you got like
it
as well, innit?
We're both the host. That's what co-hosting is, Tom.
One person is like more host and the other one's like more... This is the thing, honestly.
Your co-host. I would happily have you up right now. He's doing my head in. Right, no.
Just... Go.
Look, guys, that's the worst moments done. Thank you very much. But now...
A round of applause for that as well. Yeah, legendary.
Thank you. But now, as the regular episode would usually run, we get into our topics, the things we want to talk about. But today, you know, since we're not on the internet, since it's just you, Tom, just and I...
Us.
No, wait, you, Tom, and I, you and Tom...
Just keep...
Doesn't matter. We'll keep it running. We've picked some topics that we feel we couldn't tell online. Yeah. Things we just don't feel like we would say because the reputational damage to us and the podcast would be so great it's just not worth it. So those are the topics we've got planned.
I don't think what I'm going to say is that. Then, you make it sound like I'm going to go around calling everyone a nonce. Like, this isn't even that... This is not that bad.
No, it's not that bad, really. But,
Right, okay.
I don't know, I think... you don't know what my one is yet. I think my one...
You've kept yours a little surprise from me, which I'm not...
Yeah, maybe... I think mine more so than Tom's. That's okay.
Right, okay, here's what I'd just like to talk about for a minute. Are there any, like, because I've, you know, not been online too much for the past year and a half now, but I get, like, snippets of it, right, in your day-to-day, chatting with your mates. Are there any Gen Alphas in now? No, thank God, right. So this is, aren't they just crap? This,
well, I know. But yeah, bullying children. Wow, look at me.
But like the new slang that they say, this slang that has just kind of slowly cropped up, it's so crap. Like type shit, or like lock in, bet. Just lock in. Just say focus. Just say focus.
And this is where I start getting annoyed because I talk like this.
And this, you're bad for that.
No, I'm not.
Like you're
though.
Talking like the kids, man. Talk like a man.
It makes
man.
People. It makes me one relatable.
No, he doesn't.
Does.
It doesn't. No one in here relates to you saying lock in bet type shit. No.
Yeah, they do. Look at the reaction.
You shouldn't be doing that.
You're losing the room.
No, mate.
You're
what
losing
the
room.
What are the other slangs?
What are the other Gen Alpha?
Like, I'm sorry,
no,
I'm so sorry. You lot are so dim, so actually so stupid. I'm not taking the piss. A decade ago, it was 21. It's the same thing. This is the same. Oh, look, aren't numbers funny? No.
You haven't even caught on yet. There's a new one now. There's 6-1. You know what I'm saying? 6-1's in.
I've never seen this. This is so. Back in my fucking day, we had damn Daniel. Look at them shoes. We had pineapple apple pear.
You weren't even look at them
pen,
shoes.
Pineapple pen. Do you know what I mean? We had the things that were the glue of YouTube rewinds.
But how do
and
you...
here we are. No, fuck off.
How do you see this as any different from what that was?
That's the thing. That's the problem. It's like that, but worse. We're evolving downwards.
No, it's the same shit. You're just older.
Do you know when they showed that graph of the humans going into monkeys? This is like monkeys going... It's like monkeys going into humans. This is like humans going back down into monkeys. We're going to be little fish in the ocean at this rate.
No, but... Like, what I'm saying
so
is...
So crap. It actually pisses... Oh, it sends me nuts.
When you were like... What? You're young. You were probably like 11 years old laughing at 21, right?
Yeah, I was young. Like 13.
Which, that's mad.
These nuts, do you know what I mean?
You know, but... This
classics.
Is what,
the classics. Let's move on. Let's grow up.
What I'm saying is... That's just what they're doing, but you're too old now to get it, and you're hurt that you're not in the loop.
No, I'm not.
You're jealous. You're getting
FOMO. I'm not
jealous
of in the loop. I'm proud to not be in the loop. I feel great shame of my peers staying in the loop.
I am so in the loop. I've been described as the most brain rotted person that exists. I know every meme as it hits. No, because I'm so in the loop that when I meet someone that like
a child.
No, not. That's mental. No, when I meet another sad adult like myself, we have the best time. That's why me and Harry are such good friends, because we just can communicate directly in a language that others don't understand.
Only you, Harry, and Gen Alpha understand.
Yeah,
if I
could hit him with a little. And we'll laugh and we'll have a good time and we'll giggle and we'll stomp our little feet. And I'm saying, how could you possibly be mad at that? How could you? How could you really, genuinely? What are you angry about? Because this is just kids enjoy. Hello?
What's happened?
This is just children.
It's a screaming should not bed.
What you've done is you've came up on stage.
Yes.
Right. To a bunch of people that aren't of the generation you're slagging off. And you went, isn't it horrible to see them all have fun? We're all here with jobs, with so little time, and we're depressed and we're angry, and they are enjoying funny toilets. And I'm annoyed about it. That's what you're doing.
No, first of all, you're so wrong. One, I don't even have a proper job, and two, I have so much time. So already, that's out the window. Three... This is not proper fun. Do you know what I mean? Proper
it
fun
is.
Tag.
I'm
having tag.
No, that,
and no one
that's
will play
playing.
Tag with me.
Yeah, it's all coming out
we
now. It's like it makes sense.
Going on right now. Don't be last man.
All right, whatever, man.
Fucking nah. You lost your chance, man. You lost your chance. Stupid.
I do think this is jealousy.
It's not jealousy. The other thing is right, and this is where I do slightly alienate the audience. It's I also wrote Gen Z are so crap now.
Wait, quickly. Is anyone here not Gen Alpha or Gen Z? Yeah. What are you lot? Millennials. Whoa. We'll come for you guys later. I'm just shocked you're here.
I just think I just get on with boomers. They're just simple. What?
Boomers.
Like my gran. Like I just get on with my gran.
Your gran's a boomer. My dad's a boomer.
Which one's after boomer?
I don't even... I think...
Gen Xers, bro. I just get on with them. They're just... None of this. You know? That's a bit clearer, isn't it? Front ways, so you couldn't... Just stop saying just stupid crap. Just speak normally. Why is no one on my side?
I love how little this worked. You really thought everyone would rally behind you.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, whatever. Nah, whatever, man. Whatever, man. I'm going to go read about Bruce, man.
Okay, that's you. That's you conked out. You're done.
Yeah, I don't have no...
Fine. Problem. This is exactly what I want to talk about next. You lot.
Everyone sits forward in their seat.
In it. Because this is... This is. Look, and I ain't told him this yet. Every week I do this podcast, right? Every week. Every single week. We've been doing it for a year and a bit now. Year and a bit. Thank you. Yeah. Cheers.
It's just me, actually.
Someone needed to cheer. Thanks, mate. Sorry. I think I'm finally worn to the bone. Because I, you know, we go on every week and I have to pretend like I enjoy being around him. And it's getting hard. Because... And I hate to say it, brother. You are impossibly difficult to work with.
What? No, I'm well. Nice.
I've made a list.
For the record, I'm. This is all false.
Tom. So obviously, we planned this show. When I say we, I mean myself and the podcast team. We planned this show months ago. Right. Shut up, I'm talking live. We said we were going to do this, it's going to be great. And we said, when should we, you know, we planned out all the stuff. We went, when should we write it? When should we write a little bit of this? Because at the end of the day, we don't just want to come out here and just wing it. So we were like, we should write some of this. And we said to Tom, when should we write it? And he was like, what day is it today? 2030. He was like, what about the 15th? What? You do everything like 2 days before we need it.
Yeah.
Why don't you start doing things a bit in advance? It stresses me out so badly. I get so stressed because I'm just waiting for him to write things. And he don't come back to me.
No, because it's going to get done. And it, look, here we are.
You know what it is? And you know what it is? Like, I hate that he's right because it does always get done. But what happens is for like a week, I'm just sat there like, he's not fucking wrote it yet. And I'm like,
no. The thing is, I do everything last minute, but it's a good minute. It's never failed me.
And this is the other thing.
Besides in school.
Everything is last minute. And lots of the time when things are last minute, it means you have to put a lot of time into them last minute.
I do. Well.
Tom will spend the absolute minimum amount of time needed for a task on a task. No. The second you go, that's good enough, you go, all right, guys, I'm off. Everybody, I'm going home. Right? The second we finish recording the podcast... I blink and you're out of the office.
Oh,
you're gone.
God, I go
you're
home.
Gone. When I literally, the second the podcast finishes, I blink and you're out of the studio on your way home.
I like going home. I like sitting down.
We all like going home and sitting down, Tom. But we've got jobs to do.
Oh, job. Come on now. Let's not kid ourselves. No. I like doing things my certain way. And my certain way is... yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's another point. You will only do things your way.
Isn't it? My way's awesome. I love my way because it's
you see what I'm dealing with.
Thank you.
Why don't agree with him? Don't this doesn't need positive enforcement.
Thank you very much. My way always works for me.
It just like right. We booked in. To write to do part of this show, we booked in a 4-hour meeting. We booked in 4 hours.
Who's got 4 hours?
Charlie, us? Do you want to be out? Because we don't do very much because our job's stupid. We have four hours. And this is the thing. We booked in 4 hours. And an hour and 45 minutes in, you went, guys, I think we've cracked it and left.
We have. We cracked it. I've gone, Jack, do the show. Big finish. Booyah. Go home. And then I go, I always have to do my morning the same way. I go on a walk around the park and I read about Bruce. It's amazing. And I listen to Bruce in the shower too. It's a very Bruce-themed life. And it's brilliant and it works for me. Spend, 45 minutes working. It's amazing. I get some good work done sometimes and then I'm home.
Don't even get me started on that big finish malarkey. This was the worst one. We wrote down the run of the show and he wrote big finish, right? And I thought, that sounds interesting. I went. We do some more planning. And then Tom, a few minutes later, goes, guys, what's the big finish? You wrote it on the sheet. On the sheet when it said big finish, you wrote that. I don't know what the big finish is.
Got to always have a big finish, innit? You got to... Oh, yeah, it all comes together at the end. Big old finish.
You literally, you're so disengaged that you...
No, I'm so engaged, mate. They call me... I'm bloody going around proposing.
You forgot that you'd written big finish 5 minutes after you'd written it.
I'm zoning out a lot. I've got so many
thoughts. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're zoning out a lot. You're disengaged.
I'm not disengaged. I'm having a crazy amount of ideas. ADHD. What did you just...
I don't even know what you've just said.
ADHD.
Oh, ADHD. Well, yeah, I have that.
Now it's cool.
I don't know if I... But the thing is, and this is why...
Yeah, you have that as well, but you're crap. You got the crap version. I'm sick.
That's why I stopped feeling sympathy, right? Because maybe it is ADHD, but I'm managing fine. I don't think you get the excuse. Because I zone out from time to time. But like what you do is you go, this is boring. And just sort of like your eyes gloss over and you think about Bruce or maybe something. I don't really know.
And I'll give you this. Since I was a boy, have had such a hard time being bored. I don't like it.
No one likes it, but like sometimes things are boring.
Not for me. I'm always thinking about something.
You've done this thing that I think is miraculous, but I don't think anyone else could pull off because of social norms, which is... You've figured out that the, like, you know how most people go, like, you know, that's life. Like, sometimes in life you're bored, and sometimes in life you have to do things you don't want to do. What Tom's done is gone, you actually don't. And what is, what, you know, yeah, but the deeply frustrating thing about it is, he's right. And that makes me angry, because it's sort of right. What it is right for him. What it isn't right is for everyone. Because what happens is, I end up doing all the shit you don't want to do.
Like what? What do you do that I don't want to do? I do everything.
You know, right? You know, after the podcast ends, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me leave with you?
No, I'm out.
You know,
there.
I stay for like another hour planning
Why?
And sort.
What are you doing?
Planning the
thing. All you do is sit about chatting.
Planning the thing and sorting it and like planning what we're going to do with the thumbnails and the titles. Who do you think does that? Partially the team as well. I'm not going to take all the credit, but it's definitely not you. You go home and fucking wank or something. I don't know what you're doing.
That reading about Bruce is far superior to anything that any of
it
that.
It's been driving me up the fucking wall, man. It has been doing my nutting, and I just do I have any more? I feel like I've got more.
Oh
yeah, that's another one. You just shit for such a long fucking time. Like does my head.
I do shit for a while.
The other day, this is genuinely true.
No, don't talk about me pooing.
You genuinely the other day you went for a poo, right? And I have IBS, irritable. Yeah, thank you. A lot of people with IBS in it. You know, I learned recently that if you're neurodivergent, your likelihood of having IBS is higher, which then explained why a lot of people in the room cheered.
More venue bathrooms.
Yeah. We're going to figure out the bathroom situation at the venues for the shows in the future. But there isn't many bathrooms in our office.
No.
And I have irritable bowel. I stammered. I have irritable bowel. I really need to go. And when I really need to go, really need to go. You had 10 minutes ago when I'm going to the toilet. I go and check. He's still in there. I go, all right, 10 minutes is reasonable. I waited.
I do a lot of thinking.
I waited.
I do a lot of thinking and listening.
Shut up. I'm talking. I waited.
Nah.
An additional 40 minutes.
No, it was not 40 minutes.
It was 40.
You're lying. You're actually an idiot.
I waited 40 more minutes.
I,
I think it's time. Right, everyone. I think it's time for our final segment. How's the work doing? Everyone.
What the fuck?
Let's bring on the worm.
What?
Worm.
What the fuck is? What the fuck is it? I wasn't done. I'm not done. What are you doing?
Question for you, Worm. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
The Worm! What? What, you're just done? You're just done? It's just broke.
Thank you so much, everybody. That's the end of the first half. We'll see you after a quick 20-minute break for the second half. Thank you so much.
What are you talking? Is he being serious? I wasn't done. I had like way more to say. The list is like genuinely so much longer. It says time to. What the fuck is happening? What the fuck? I have so much more list. I have. I can't fucking see the list anymore. Oh no. Oh my. They're turning the music on. Right. Great. No. All right then. Shit. Okay. Fuck my shit life. Okay. No. Bye. See you in 20 minutes.